round, round, get around, I get around. Yeah,
good morning. Welcome to another edition of Weekend Magazine. We are speaking to a huge attraction today, Hunter Mountain, and we are going to be visiting with Jen Rowe, who is the Marketing Communications Manager for Hunter.
Hi, how are you?
Very good. It's probably a very busy time for you guys up there.
It is indeed. It is.
Hunter Mountain was one of those mountains that you have like 15 feet of snow. I mean, it's like amazing the amount of the depth of the snow, you know, that you guys have there.
Yeah, we're really fortunate that we, you know, that we have a great snowmaking team and we have great equipment and ability to kind of lay down a base early. So we've been open since November 15th.
Wow, really? And how late do you stay open, do you think?
Probably mid-April is what we usually shoot for.
Mid-April. One of the tourism people years ago, I mean, we've been covering Greene County for like 25 years, 30 years. And he says, Greene County is the only county where you can go skiing in the morning and go play golf on the other side of county in the afternoon. So
Yeah, absolutely.
So Hunter Mountain, let's start. You've been around a long time. When did Hunter start?
Actually, we're celebrating 60 years this season.
Wow.
So that's been a really fun. We've done a lot of throwback things, and a lot of people have been coming out and looking at old pictures and bringing us stuff and sharing things to our social media.
Oh,
yeah, 60 years. It's a huge, huge milestone.
And I'll tell you, back in the 90s, I remember going and speaking. I don't know if it was Iris, let's see, one of the brothers that owned the property back then. And I was sitting and looking at him. He's sitting at his desk. Behind him, the wall was covered with dials, and the dials had to do with water and all this other stuff. It was just like amazing, like a big control room.
Yeah, that's probably our pump room where we, you know, the snowmakers work out of.
Wow, it's amazing. The water supply for the, you know, went down and affected the area. It was just so much stuff. So it was fascinating, and really, you're such an integral part of that whole community down there. It's amazing.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So why don't we start off? Is there anything new that you're doing this year that you want to tell people about? And then we'll go into all the things you're offering.
Yeah, you know, as far as new, last year we opened a new face of the mountain called Hunter North.
Mm-hmm.
And there are some really awesome trails on that mountain, a new chairlift. And over the summer, once we got it running last year, over the summer we made some additional improvements, widened out some terrain. And, you know, so it gives us a nice addition for upper to advanced level skiers to enjoy.
Mm-hmm. I bet that's popular, huh?
It is really popular.
You get the best of the best as far as skiers go, don't you? You get
You know, we do have terrain for everybody. We have, what's lucky about Hunter is we've got four mountain faces. So Hunter East is for our learning center. It's a dedicated beginners terrain section. So it's a whole mountain face dedicated to learning and, you know, green circles, as they like to say, and beginners. And then we have Hunter proper, which is some terrain, some greens, some blues, some blacks, good for everybody. And then Hunter West and Hunter North are a little more intermediate to advanced terrain. So there's definitely, you know, a good variety for everyone. So I've been really focusing on bringing your family up to Hunter, you know, kind of making Hunter a little more known for Hunter family friendly. You know, we've got a lot of great programs for kids. We've got a lot of great programs for the local school kids. We offer special season passes for local counties, like nine different counties. School kids, elementary age through high school, get a very, very discounted season pass.
Wow, that's a great idea. Wow.
Yeah, so we really want to encourage, you know, people to come up and give it a try, or bring your friends, or whatever it may be.
Now, if somebody doesn't know how to ski, just totally, you know, doesn't even know if they should buy skis, what do you do with them? How do you get them into it?
Yeah, we've got something called a discovery pack that will give you your rentals, a day pass, and a group lesson, and that's usually a great way to go to give it a try. You know, we can set you up, and once you kind of graduate from that, your instructor will kind of guide you of where to go next.
That's fantastic. And then you'll get professionally fitted and everything, because I know.
Yes.
Okay, so they'll know exactly. You want to be safe, so that's a good thing. So,
yes. And you can also rent. We provide helmets with that.
Oh, wow.
So we strongly encourage everybody to wear a helmet on the mountain.
Sounds fantastic. Now, are there, if families want to come, is there any kind of a daycare situation where?
Yep. We've got a play care center for the little ones. So it's in the same area as our learning center. So if you have, you know, mixed variety of kids, or if mom and dad just want to come out and have a day to themselves, and, you know, the play care kids get to go out and play in the snow and hang out with other little ones, and, you know, it's a good transition to getting them used to being at the mountain also.
Oh, that sounds nice. Now, you used to have special events. Are you still doing special weekends for different things?
Yeah. You know, we have a lot of races that happen out of the mountain. Today, we have an event called our Catskills Pro-Am. It is a terrain park-based competition. So we're really excited about that. It's really fun and, you know, brings out a lot of competitive. It's a pro-am, so it's a professional / amateur. It's for terrain park skills. So we set up a special terrain park and they compete, and there's some great prizes. There's a $2,000 cash prize courtesy of Monster Energy. And a lot of other great prizes.
So what other events are coming up? Because it might be too late for them to come for this one, but...
Yeah, so, you know, after that, we do our bumps and barbecue. We do a couple different spring fling type of event opportunities. And then once the mountain closes, we host our spring... Pond skimming is Saturday, April 4th.
Okay.
So that's one of our very last events on the mountain. And then I mentioned the bumps and barbecue. The date of that is March 21st.
Oh, boy. Everybody loves barbecue. They're going to come
up
for that one. Yep.
Yeah, and it's really fun. We set up a bumps course, and people that like to hit the moguls have a special a course. And, you know, it's usually really gorgeous out, and there's a lot of, you know, hanging out and watching, and there's band playing, and we have every Saturday we'll have some live music, and we always have a DJ. So that's from, you know, today on till we close.
Every Saturday, okay.
Every
great.
Saturday.
Live music is always fun. That's great.
Yeah,
that's
and then the last full weekend in April is the Tap New York Festival.
Uh-huh.
So we're closed by then, but that kind of kicks off our summer event schedule.
And
so,
Tap New York is what? That's I don't think that's maple syrup. That's got to be tap,
no,
like beer taps, right?
It's beer, yeah.
Uh-huh.
It's a huge beer festival.
Uh-huh.
They can go to tap-ny.com to check it out. You can also go to huntermtn.com and search for events and Tap New York. So we've got brewers from all around the state, and you come, and it's one price, and you get to try all sorts of great tasting beer for the day.
Oh, boy, that sounds great. You guys always had the best events, I'll tell you.
Yeah.
Wow. This sounds great. Now, I want to get back to the Hunter Mountain, you know, the winter stuff.
Sure.
Are you doing, can somebody do snowboarding or tubing or cross-country skiing? What kind of, is it just specifically?
Yeah, we're ski and snowboard mountain. We offer lessons for both skiers and snowboarders. But we do have a snow tubing park. And that's open Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and holidays.
Okay.
So you can also find info on our tubing on our website, which, again, is huntermtn.com. Snow tubing is great. You can do that as family. You can do that as a group. We do offer group opportunities, you know, if you wanted to have a birthday party or anything like that. We can make special arrangements for you at our tubing center.
Ooh, and that sounds good.
Yeah, there's a snack bar up there. There's a fire pit. So that's something fun, you know, if everybody doesn't want to ski, that's something additional that, you know, who can say no to going down a hill fast on a fun tube?
That's a lot of fun. And it's nice, I mean, people want to do something special for somebody's birthday, too, so that's a great
opportunity. And we do recommend booking your sessions ahead of time online, because we do limit the amount of people that can go. They're like 2-hour windows.
Okay.
And the times vary, so it would be good to check out the website.
Okay. Oh, and I forgot to ask you, the skiing, the snowboarding, are there lessons for somebody that wants to, that doesn't know how to do it and just wants to start?
Yes, so the same, you know, the same discovery pack I mentioned for skiers is also for snowboarders. So, for $99, that will give you a one-time lesson rental. Yeah.
Great deal. Okay.
Yeah.
Sounds really good. Now, if somebody's coming and they, you know, there's food there, I'm assuming, and places, you know, places to stay. That's all done through the website. Tell us what the food options are, too.
Yeah. You know, depending on the time of year and days of the week, it varies. We have our main marketplace, which has, you know, delicious burgers and grilled cheese and mac and cheese and always chili at a ski mountain, right? We have my favorite thing to eat that is usually open on the weekends. It's called Slurp, and it's a ramen noodle bar.
Oh, wow. That's great.
It's absolutely delicious.
Oh.
We have a pizza place. We also have Belgian waffles. Mm. Always have soft serve ice cream. Because it doesn't matter if it's winter, we still want our ice cream cone.
You betcha. You bet. Isn't that great? Oh, this is beautiful. People go up and they'll just, you know,
food is
part of the whole experience. That's the good thing.
Absolutely. And, you know, you can come up and you don't have to even get out. You know, a lot of people, maybe somebody in the family wants to go ski and somebody wants to just come in our lodge and hang out by one of our fireplaces or come sit at our main bar.
Yep.
And enjoy some hot cider. That's an option as well. Like I mentioned, you know, we do on Saturdays, we typically have a band and then a DJ between band sets. So it's really fun, and there's always something for everybody to do.
Do you have a regular sit-down restaurant experience with waiters and all of that?
We do. We have, in our base lodge, we have the Overlook, and it's a casual dining, but it is sit-down restaurant. And then we do have an on-site hotel, the Catskill Mountain Club, which is beautiful. It's slopeside. There's a great all-season pool.
Ooh, nice.
There's a spa. There's a lot of great amenities. And in the hotel, there is a restaurant called Van Winkle's.
Boy, so that's... you've got everything. Are people coming, you know, somebody can come and stay a week if they want?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We have, you know, beyond the hotel, we do have condo accommodations. So we have, you know, rooms big and small. We, from like a studio to a 3-bedroom unit with a kitchen that you can enjoy.
Sounds nice. Now, that's all done through the website, or is there another phone number you need for that?
Nope. Everything, you know, you can pretty much do whatever you need to do. Again, it's huntermtn.com.
Now, are there any, like, it's a big area there. Do you do anything like cross-country skiing and the all-terrain vehicle kind of stuff? Or?
We don't do cross-country skiing. We do have a lot of 4x4 Jeep events that start, you know, spring, summertime, usually in the fall. We do a lot of Jeep 4x4s. We have 4 weekends of Oktoberfest that starts in October.
Wow, that's nice.
And one of the, each weekend is a different theme, so I know we're getting a little ahead of ourselves talking about next October, but...
No, goes fast. You know, people plan ahead, so that's a good thing.
Yeah, we do. Mm-hmm. You know, that will be on our website. We do 1 weekend with cider tastings, 1 weekend with wine tastings, 1 weekend is an off-road adventure weekend, and then one weekend is just a traditional Oktoberfest. And it's always fun, and there's, you know, it's Saturday, Sunday, live music, tons of food, tons of vendors. We have craft vendors. We have, you know, bouncy houses for the kids and face painting, and our sky ride is open, so you can ride the chairlifts up to the summit, which is great.
Oh, yeah.
also summer kicks off our wedding season. We have an absolutely gorgeous wedding venue up at the top of the mountain, so you can treat your guests to a chairlift ride to our summit. And, you know, get married with a 360 view of the Catskills is absolutely phenomenal.
Oh, that's fantastic. I didn't know you did weddings. So you'll do corporate events, too, if somebody wants to do team building off-site with their staff?
100%. You know, that's something that we're really trying to get out there, so I'm glad that you brought that up. We can do, you know, for groups as small as 10 people, we can customize a weekend, whether it's in the winter and you want to get, you know, everybody out on the mountain. I like to joke that it's a different kind of boardroom.
Yes, that's right.
You know, or we have chairlift meetings. So, you know, it's a really fun way to get your team together and, you know, we can set you up at the hotel. We have several conference rooms to do traditional style meetings. You know, we have audio-visual equipment if you have presentations. We can set up special meals for you, whatever you need as a group. It's definitely, you know, and that's something that we can work with you all year round because it doesn't have to be in ski season. It could definitely be in off-season or, you know, fall when it's peak foliage is absolutely, you know,
beautiful.
Beyond winter, one of the best times to be up here.
And they tend to do those events midweek, which is great. It's not necessarily in the middle of the weekend that they would do something like that.
Yeah, absolutely.
So with that, there's something on the website that would get the person into the right place to set something like that up. How far in advance should they plan something like that? I would guess you size of the group is really...
I guess, you know, we're planning now into next winter for different things. So, you know, and weddings we're already booking into 2021. So it just depends on what your event is. And, you know, but we can, based on availability and occupancy, we can certainly accommodate, you know, with pretty short notice.
Oh, yeah. Well, the sooner somebody gets started on it, better. So they can call. I mean, even if it's 2 years from now, people sometimes, you don't want a certain day or, you know, to be used. So you got to book ahead of time where you're ahead of the other guys that are all trying for the same
thing. Definitely.
Yeah. Are you getting people from New York City and probably?
So new this year, we were acquired by Vail Resorts. So now we're part of a family of 37 resorts worldwide.
Wow.
So we are part of the Epic Pass family. So it's one season pass that takes people, you know, to Hunter, to Vermont, to Mount Snow, to Okemo, to New Hampshire. We have Attitash and Wildcat and Pennsylvania, Jack Frost, Big Boulder, and then... You go out west to Vail or Beaver Creek or Keystone, Park City. I mean, it's endless.
So they get one pass and then they can go to all these places.
Yes.
Wow, that's a terrific opportunity.
So I think to your question, we do get a lot of people from New York City. You know, we're just a little over 2 hours. We're probably like 90 miles from the George Washington Bridge.
Yeah.
So a lot of people who, you know, we're seeing people new to us this year that may have already been Epic Pass holders that tend to take like a week vacation out west. They buy this pass, but now they have a local home here at Hunter. So we've been welcoming new faces all the time.
That's fantastic. Well, boy, you guys have thought of everything. You really, whatever they want, you've got it ready to go.
Yeah, we try.
Oh, yeah. Well, you've always been, you know, you really commanded the region as far as offerings and all. But this, I mean, it's just everything from the events to the weddings. I mean, that's a big deal. And these, somebody can do a birthday party, they can do a family reunion, they can do a wedding, they can do a corporate, they can go
everything.
Anything. Yeah.
Whatever you need, we got it.
Wow. So that's, and I'm trying to think, do we cover everything? There might be some new things.
I was just going to say, you know, make sure that everybody follows us on social media because that's the quickest way we get our word out. On Instagram, we're at Hunter Mountain.
Okay.
Also on Twitter and also search for us on Facebook.
All right. And then the website. And do you have one of those... what is it, like a live cam kind of thing where somebody can go in?
Yep, you can look at our webcam, you know, get on there. It's actually at the top of our homepage. You can click on webcam and it's really fun to watch, to see, you know, we've got a mid-station cam, we've got a summer cam, we've got a cam in our learning center, so you can always get an idea of what it looks like up here, you know, because that, I guess that's one of the misconceptions, you know, it might be rainy or blah down at your house, but it's totally different up here. So we really always want to keep that, you know, top of mind awareness that, you know, we do winter right here at Hunter, and we make sure that, you know, we resurface the mountain, that we're always, you know, making snow when the temperatures allow us to, and we provide, you know, a really good time for everybody.
What's your base? Do you know how deep it is right now? Do you have any idea?
Yeah, right now we're about 18 to 36 inch base.
There you go. Okay. Very nice. Now, if somebody's got a bus group, they want to bring a bus group, that would be through your group.
Yeah, and actually on our website, if you search for Getting Here, we have a bus page where you can actually pick your, you know, not a bus group, you can individually find a bus that will take you up to Hunter.
Oh, from different areas?
From different areas.
Oh, wow.
So we partner with several different tour companies that leave from Brooklyn, they leave from Grand Central Station, they leave from Paramus, they leave from Long Island. So it's like one price, you know, they'll get you on the bus, they'll get you here, you don't have to think about it. They usually give you bagels in the morning, maybe some kind of après ski on your way down in the afternoon, and you don't have to worry about the driving, you don't have to worry about the parking.
You don't even have to own a car. I mean, Jen, that's fantastic.
Right.
That's really good.
Yeah.
Now, do you have something from Westchester, Rockland, or the Mid-Hudson, or is it mostly New York, Long Island?
Trailways does come all the way up here, so there are Trailways options through the Hudson Valley, for sure.
Okay.
You know, you probably transfer through Kingston, and then you come up to Hunter. So Trailways stops here. I want to say it's 3 times a day, at least over the weekend, out, in and out.
Wow.
So there's many ways to get here if you don't have a car.
Sometimes it's so much easier just to take a bus. I'll tell you, it's nice. It's a different kind of fun thing to do. So
You know, the bus groups are really fun because it helps, you know, you can meet other people.
Yep.
And again, it's like something you don't have to think about. Parking here is always free. We do have some paid parking, but, you know, we have free parking, plenty of parking. We have a drop-off area, so if you're with your family and you have your kids and want to kind of unload and drop the skis off and all of your gear, we have a place for you to do that. We've got lockers. We've got a great ski shop. We've got a great snowboard shop in addition to our rental shop. We've got a tuning shop, so if you need some wax on your skis, we can take care of that for you as well.
Oh, man, you got it covered. Jen, I appreciate you coming on with us. It was a wonderful opportunity to really get a good in-depth look at Hunter, and it looks like you're, you know, exceeding everybody's expectation with everything you're offering. It's amazing.
Great. Thank you so much for having me.
Very good. And you have a wonderful season, and we'll probably touch base with you towards the fall and see what you're doing, you know, towards the end of the year also. And
feel free to come up and give us a visit
I will. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Okay, so this is Marietta Allen. We're going to wrap it up. Get up there and check out Hunter Mountain, man. It sounds like they've got a lot going on. You have a wonderful week.